resolution and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Strigulewski, Chair, concurring Senator Stichula and Eliason.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halper?
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution Number 34 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, Senate Joint Resolution 34 is in third reading. Senator Adams?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 34 relating to community action agencies.
Senator Adams?
Thank you. This particular resolution does not have a fiscal note, so you don't have to move. But basically, this resolution just shows our support for Rural Cap. It's an Alaskan organization. It is one that helps the disadvantaged. This peaceful resolution does not cost us any money except our gift of time to pass this as a resolution to show that we support Rural Cap and also Rural Caps around the nation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator Duncan?
I would move and ask unanimous consent with the consent of the sponsor that I be shown as a co-sponsor on the resolution.
Without objection, Senator Duncan be shown as a co-sponsor. Further discussion. Question before the Senate is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 34 pass the body? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator?
Would you vote, please?
Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. Senate Joint Resolution 34 passes the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas and no nays. Madam Secretary?
I think we are back on Senate Bill 133, proof of the Senate in third reading.
Yes. Senator Halper?
Mr. President, the fiscal note is passed out to all the members. It apparently did pass through the Finance Committee. I have no other questions.
Further discussion. Question before the Senate. Shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 43, State Affairs, pass the body? Question before the Senate is, shall Senate Bill 133 pass the body? Members may proceed to vote. All senators voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So Senate Bill 133 passes the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas and no nays. Senator Halper?
I move and ask consent the roll call and final passage of Senate Bill 133 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. That brings us to unfinished business. Any unfinished business? Senator Coghill.
Have at ease, please.
Senate will stand at ease. Referral on Senate Bill 215 relating to credit under the Public Employees Retirement System to the State Affairs Committee. Senator Halper, special orders.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Joe Runyon be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection.
Honoring Joe Runyon by Senators Coghill, Halford, Adams, Fakes, Kelly, Jara, Fisher, Pierce, Strigulewski, Zemanski, and Kurtula.
I move and ask unanimous consent I be allowed to be shown as a sponsor in that citation. And Senator Jones,
same motion.
Without objection. Senator Fahrenkamp, Senator Porchot, Senator Ewing, Senator Duncan, without objection. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Without objection, the citation is approved. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Jones.
Mr. President, Transportation Committee will take up SGR 20 on Tuesday, March 21st, in this meeting. And on March 23rd, we'll take up SGR 20. Continued, if we need it. Need the time, and SJR 25 requesting the U.S. Forest Service to upgrade Resurrection Creek Road and Chugach National Forest. SJR 20 is dedication of funds for fuel taxes.
Senator Fakes.
Thank you. Labor and Commerce will meet today at 3:30 in the Belts Room. Both the chairman and the vice chairman are not here today, so I will be chairing the meeting. That leaves just three of us there, so I hope the senator from Nenan and the senior senator from the Mat-Su will both be in attendance in the meeting so that we can have a quorum and hear Senate Bill 45, an act relating to out-of-state solicitation for state contracts and state employees, Senate Bill 56, an act relating to state employment preference for service in the National Guard. Senate Bill 58, an act relating to the definition of Alaska bidder for the purposes of the Alaska bidder preference in the awarding of state contracts. And Senate Bill 134, an act relating to the practice of acupuncture.
Yes, Mr. President. A brief Rules Committee meeting at 1:15 in the Butrovich Room. We have three items. Senate Bill 18, criminalization of marijuana. SJR 21, state grant for assistance technology. SER 2, family support of task force. And I would just note that information on Senate Bill 18, the marijuana bill, has been placed on your desk. I don't want to prejudge the Rules Committee, but assuming there's action, you might expect to see that next Wednesday, the 22nd, on the floor.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today at 1:30, or shortly thereafter, when the Rules Committee is finished in the Butrovich Room, the Resources Committee will be hearing Senate Bill 140. That's the guide bill. Senate Bill 195, the aquaculture bill or mariculture bill. Senate Bill 167, the pastor public use area. Senate Bill 129, 6I bill, rents and royalties.
Senator Frank.
Could we move back to unfinished business, please?
Without objection, return to unfinished business.
Thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to be shown as a co-sponsor on SJR 35, requesting the Veterans Administration and the Department of Defense to consider the importance of community health care to veterans.
Without objection, you'll be shown as a co-sponsor.
And also, could you, could I be shown as a sponsor on the Joe Runyon citation?
Without objection.
Mr. President, may we have a brief of these?
Senate will stand at ease. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under unfinished business, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call, March 31st, 1st and 2nd. The 1st and 2nd is Saturday and Sunday. I'm asking for that in case there's meetings, and I'll try to get back. The 31st is to be with the Resources Committee at the Miners Conference on State Business.
Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Porchot.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today in State Affairs this afternoon in the Belts Room, we will try to move out four pieces of legislation that we've heard prior. SJR 5 relating to a constitutional amendment on the permanent fund. SJR 3, a constitutional amendment on the repeal of regulations. SJR 30 relating to Job Corps Center in the Mat Valley. And SB 170 on the procurement code.
Senator Ewing.
Mr. President, just a brief announcement, a general kind of announcement that the Senate subcommittees are all working, and we would certainly encourage all the people that are interested in those subjects to make sure they attend those meetings. They are published in the journal, and we really encourage everybody to get involved in that process this week and the next 2 weeks.
Further announcements. Special orders. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
Without objection, the Senate stands in adjournment.